Okay, Mum Elu, new parag daf mem gimel omid aleph. Mum Elu, bein kavun, bein oirim, poislim ba'odam. Now, this mission over here tells, comes over here to connect all the mumim that are learned by, that are said by animals, and we're going to apply them to human beings. So, koyein, who has one of the, any blemish that's mentioned by an animal, is automatically going to be disqualified to be a koyein to do avodah. And it makes no difference bein kivum, whether they're kavua, whether oiver, as long as it is not yet healed. If it's an kumum oiver, so when the mum goes away, then the kohen will be restored to his position. But while the mum oiver is on the body of a kohen, he may not do the avoida.
This is duchening
too? Duchening, no. Duchening is not an avoida. No, I believe not.
But there are mum that are...
Only things that are distracting. When it comes to duchening, the qualification is it has to be distracting.
So if he's missing a toe?
If he's missing a toe, that could be distracting.
Not a thumb.
A finger
toe.
Also, because a finger
I got.
Because you look up, because a toe, they're supposed to be barefoot. So I don't know the details. I don't know, right. But by the rules of a Birkos Kehanim are not the same as an Avoida.
Okay.
Like a lefty. You never heard that a coin that's a lefty can duchen.
Right.
That's a mum. He can't do the Avoida. So mum elu bein kuvim bein oivim poislim adam, then the person is disqualified. Rashi says, "Mum ilu chamum bebuchar, by buchar poistem lekoyin lavoida v'yosa alein." Now he comes to mum. There are more things and more blemishes that apply to kohanim that do not apply to animals. And this is a very strange mum. I don't even know the exact translation. Hakiloin. Kiloin means the kohen's head is shaped pointy on top.
Cone head.
V'ha lafton, the opposite. Top of the head is flat and it slopes down. Vehamakovon, which means that the front and the back stick out. Like you can grab the person by the front or by the back of his head is abnormal, where the bones, it sticks out in the front and sticks out in the back. It's like a hammer. And then v'sheroisho shokut, or if the head is shokut, which means that it is or usekifas, which means that the head. Also, an abnormality. That's the mission of the Gemara. Tell us only for the Gemara. Different types of whether the shape of the head is very abnormal. I think the one of them is where there's no back. Okay. We'll see the Gemara. Going to explain what these things are because I really don't. I'm far short. We'll explain a little, but we'll see the Gemara. Shakut ve'usekifas ubalei chotorois, and if he has chotorois, what's that? Rashi says pluksa. Aval hanach kiloin v'liftam v'kulu d'vayakol. What is chatarois? So he tells over here this old French word. On the side of the Gemara Oizdal, it says perish d'veshus, dry. That the person has a skin. It seems like he has dry skin. Let me just turn to this over here. How he translates it over here in this Gemara. Over here is a shakut mean. I go back to the word shakut. Shiroshay boleit harbe milafanav. Shakut means that the head sticks out in the front. Usakifas means that there is no back. The head just goes right into the neck. The normal head, it sticks out. It's round on top. It comes out a little bit more in the back. If it's abnormal, then the neck goes straight into the top of the head. Kebali chatorois means they have a bleat in the back. Okay, it means that there's some hunchback. There's some type of protrusion in the back. That's what goes by chatorois. It's like a hump, a camel hump. A person is not supposed to have humps like a camel, but if a person has some hump on his back, that's an abnormality.
Okay.
Rabbi de Machshir, he holds not a problem. So this is the only machlekes. The only machlekes in the Mishnah is between the Balbal de Chatorois. But when it comes to the other things, everyone agrees. They say it's possible. So basically, we have three opinions. What's the difference between the opinion of the Chachamim and, well, what was it? Bali Chatorois, so those are Bali Chatorois Machlaikis.
It says, you the Machshir.
Machshir, Vacham Paisen, fine. Hakereach, completely bald, not even one hair on the head. That is puzzle. Ezeo Kereach, what is called completely bald? Koshein lo yeshita shel sear mukefes mi oizen lo yzen. You don't have to be, most people are bald, you don't have to have absolutely nothing, but let's say there's even one small row of hair that goes from ear to ear. Maybe not everyone has that. Everyone has the hair that goes from ear to ear. I'm not exactly sure the parameters, what it means. People are bald in the center. So does that mean it has to mamish go from ear to ear and the back? I'm not exactly sure what the parameters are, but it says over here that if there's not even a sheet or a row, shall say ar, mukefes, that goes connects me oizen lo oizen. I guess there has to be some type of connection of here from ear to ear. I guess in the back of the head.
Like this, right.
In the back of the head, it goes to the back. So even a person that's very, very bald, people that are very, very bald, they have at least something.
So there's something, temporary baldness, is that a thing?
Oh, so then while he's bald, then he cannot do the Avodah. Right. When it grows back, then he can do the Avodah. But what about it? We know that when the Sheva Levi, when they were inaugurated into the service, so it doesn't it say that they were shaven? Then Moshe shaved off their heads entirely.
Right.
So I guess I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That was a one-time event. It was never done in the future. That Maisa doesn't mean also there is one. Let's say you take a half here. Just you shave it off. So that's not called being bald, because it grows as long as you know that it grows. It means over here that there's nothing that grows. So l'chayr, if a person that's here that grows, and for whatever reason he shaved it off, l'chayr, that's not called a mum. A mum has to be where the head does not produce here. So therefore, sam mikavus milos loizen im yesh loy hareze kosher. If he has here, that's not called a kerech. Amai.
Doesn't he get a haircut every day?
Right. Every single day it was cut from one blade of hair to the next.
So
the hair can reach the whatever that means.
Right.
If you were to bend it, it would reach the root. So that's a significant amount of hair. If you're able to take the hair, you're able to bend it, and you go from ear to ear, obviously there's a significant amount of hair. But l'chayr, it means even if he totally shaved it off, if the coin can grow hair, this potential, that's not l'chayr called the kereach. Maybe not. I'm not sure. Am I? Now the more we're asking general kasha over here. Why is it
price
true?
Am I paisim Rashi? Am I paisim
Adam? So sorry.
Rashi.
Am I paisim Adam? Why do we passel by a person? Why do we say that every mum that's mentioned by an animal automatically applies to a person? It's not true. I'm going to show you now. Vayikra yabelis. The like sibiraisa ba'adam. This is Yabelis. The word Yabelis only appears by an animal. Okay, the Torah enumerates mum many times.
Right.
We're always going to discuss all the different cases where it says mum. And it says by an animal. An animal is Yabelis, a wart. A wart, the animal is not fit to be offered as a carbon. It does not say the word Yabelis by a human being.
Right.
So the word is now coming to suggest that if an Adam has a Yabelis, he is kosher le'avoida. So therefore it comes out that the rule of the Mishnah is not correct.
Right.
The Mishnah made a statement. Any mum that applies to an Adam. That's by an animal.
Right.
But by a person does not say that. These are all things written by animals. Oshach. Right, so these are, so it says over here this mum, the Yabelis, only by an animal. The Yabelis likes the Beraisa, but Adam only by an animal. And the Mishnah said, so therefore, L'chayr, if it does not say by an Adam should
be kosher. So when it enumerates it, does that mean that it's coming to be mamayit anything else? When the Torah enumerates all these things.
Yes, only those blemishes.
So only these things.
Only those things. Nothing else.
Right,
but.
So the Gemara, so
unless the Gemara is the Mishnah,
how can you tell me a klal?
Right. Right.
That everything by puzzle does that. If it enumerates it only by
exactly.
Animal, it's not enumerated by another.
So it's not true by another. Right. Now the Gemara's Maskana is going to be that what it says by animals we apply to Adam. What it says by Adam we apply to animals. So the Gemara is in the cross
right,
reference.
I get it. Okay.
But right now, look very simply. We have animals and men, and we find there are differences. Vesu, furthermore, dak. It says dak. These are eye diseases. A dak, a spot in the eye. Tivalul. Tivalul, we learned also some type of eye disease where the eye is not the normal way it's round, whatever, I don't even remember what it is. Different types of eye blemishes. Delok sive bebehema. It only says this by kohanim. Does not say this by an animal. And so therefore the result should be that they're not the same, that an animal that has this blemish should be mutter.
Right.
Should be kosher carbon. The Gemara says, no, you don't understand what I meant. When I said that whatever that it's going to be, they're going to be the same, it's because not based upon what it says in the Torah. We have a gezeirah shava. We go and we link the laws of an animal to the laws of a person to take the crossover from one to the other. Melaf yolfe mehadadi. We learn out one from the other. Then the brisa. Adam lo nemar by yabelas. Adam does not say the word yabelas.
Behema lo nemar by
daktiv alul. Minayin litein es hamur shalze bezeh ves hamur shalze bezeh. The lemar, it says by both of them the word gorov. Now what is gorov is? A scab is a scab which is hard like cheres. It's a dry scab. It says would go by an Adam and by a behemoth. What exactly it is, I don't know. It's some type of skin disease where on the skin there's something very, very hard. It says the word Gadav in both places, and it's therefore, and it says Yalefes also. Yalefes. It says these two words. Yalefes also is a skin disease. Yalefes is a moist blemish, a moist scab. A Gadav is a hard scab. And the Yalefes is a soft, moist scab. And it says these blemishes both by Adam and by Behema. And therefore, now we're going to link them together through Gzeira Shava to establish a channel between Adam and Behema. Once we have established a channel, we'll now be able to take the unique blemishes that are written by animal and apply it to man, and the unique blemishes by man and apply it to an animal. So Tamil Gav Yalefes, Yalefes, Gzeira Shava. Now, the Gemara says, when you make a Gzeira Shava, the only time you can make a Gzeira Shava is, there are different types of Gzeira Shavas. If it just has a word, that's not enough to make a Gzeira Shava. You have to have, the word has to be extra. The word has to be superfluous. Only when it's superfluous are we allowed to transfer from one to the other without any hindrance.
Right,
otherwise,
it's a hint that the Torah wanted to tell us something.
Right, otherwise, if you want to transfer without an extra word, then you can make a Gzeira Shava, provided that you don't have any questions. You don't have any difficulties in comparing A
Tesla,
to B.
Tesla is Gzeira Shava?
Yes.
Right. So it's from a word.
So does the word extra? Could be it's not. Because there could be that there's nothing holding us back. There's nothing holding us back from making the Gzeira. I don't know all the details.
So let me explain.
It has to be that the words are completely superfluous. Why? The Eloi Mafne, Ikul Mefrach, it's not a powerful Gzeira Shava. You can question the relationship between man and animal. Adam, Mibehema, you would not be able to learn man from animal. Why? Lo Yalfish, can he atzma krevel gabi ha-mizbeach? Because the animal is offered on the Mizbeach, whereas man is not offered as a human sacrifice. So maybe the Torah is more machmir in regard to an animal than it is in regard to a person.
Right.
Vaylagos behavior of the Moyalf, you can't learn another animal from a person. Why? And a human being is much more choshev. The reason why the Torah is more machmir, a kohen, as a blemish, is because chayv mitzvah.
So just touching up the Gemara in a deeper way. What defines man and what defines man?
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. The malchus of man is mitzvahs. The malchus of an animal is, it itself and it has a mila. An animal has a mila over a human being. It's a very powerful idea. The Gemara says, loye, you are correct. Loye means you are correct. These words are superfluous. And that's why we have the ability to make the Gzeira Shava, because if the words were not superfluous, we would not. How do we know? You're correct. Why? That's why the Gemara brought down two words for the Gzeira Shava. Because the word that's really extra is the word Garav. Because the word Yalefes, once we know Yalefes, Yalefes is not disgusting. Okay, it's a blemish. Whatever reason, Yalefes is why Rashi says the kashu kecheres from a shuka b'basav v'secharitzin. A Yalefes is not deep in the skin. Like we don't really understand what these things look like. We're not even sure we know what they are exactly. But it appears that a Yalefes, that a Goroth that's hard like a rock, it's deep in the skin, and to an observer it looks very unsettling. Whereas a Yalefes, it's moist. It's above the skin, the surface of the skin. It does not have the same, nor doesn't evoke the same detestation like a Garaf. Maya Lefes, what's the word? The same.
Well, you just said
it. I don't know what I'm saying. Vana mina Maya Lefes de la Mi'isa, Havi Mama, God of the Mi'isa, like Oshchein. Ah, so the word God of is extra. Let the Torah only say Yalefes, Yalefes by Adam and Behema. Why did it say God of?
And now it's, again, touching up why it's a psul, because it's Mars.
Well, okay, that's another thing, right? Okay, right. You're coming to look at the time of the crowd, coming to look over to analyze why Taka is blemish, is it disqualified? Mm-hmm. So there are two different types. Right. There's a Yalefes. Yalefes is not necessarily not Mos. A Yalefes is not Mos.
Right.
And the Torah says it's disqualified. It's an abnormality.
Right.
Abnormality is enough. Is even stark. It's a therefore we love Koshrein. So the higher God of the Mos like Koshrein. Therefore, God of the Koshrein. Why then is it written Lafnuye? It's extra. it must be the whole wood is completely superfluous.
And since it's superfluous,
now we're able to learn out Adam from him from Adam unhindered, because even though we have all the kashas, but we have a gezer shav, and the link in the gezer shav is mufne, you have no limitation learning out one from the other. Now, the words b'chad, the god of Yalef is hacha v'hacha, v'lelfu mechada. Here's the Gemara's question. We have here, in the study on the side of the Gemara, with the Pesukim, we have a long list of mumim by an Adam, and we have a long list of mumim by an animal. Literally, you have two Pesukim on the side, but they're very big Pesukim, they're a few Pesukim, and they're not the same. They're not the same. There is some overlap. There are many mumim which are overlapped, and then there are mumim which are unique to Adam and mumim that are unique to Behemoth. So the most casual way is, since anyway we're going to make a Gezeirah Shavah, why do we need the repetition?
Of the two
Pesukim. Let the Torah just list all the blemishes by one, and including God of Yalefes, and it'll only list two blemishes by the other one. By the other one, God of Yalefes. And then we'll make the Gezeirah Shavah, God of Yalefes, from one to the other, and we'll transfer everything by one to the other. Well, they really see there are really two questions. Number one is, why the overlap? There are a whole collection of mumim which are identical, so that's certainly superfluous. And then there are going to be blemishes which are only written by animals, and only blemishes that are written by a person. So the question is, since at the end of the day you're going to teach me that they're exactly the same, and other mumim are exactly the same, so why do we have to have the Torah list some blemishes by Adam, some blemishes by Behema, and link them together with the Gezeirah Shavah?
This one.
Just let the Torah list every single blemish by your choice, either Adam or Behema. And by the other one, let it just write two, Garvin Yalefis. And now we'll establish the Gezeirah Shavah, and we'll import from one to the other. Why are we breaking up in this way? Because by doing so, there's overlap. So that's what the Gemara said. Why don't we go do this? The God of the Eleves, let it write God of the Eleves by both. The Lelfu will learn out, make a Zeshul one for the other. The Gemara says, Aheya. The Gemara says, please clarify your question. Right. Which one of the two should we write all the blemishes? Behei lichter rachmana, ikas by Adam, have Amina called the apostle, but Adam, apostle of Behema. The Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, have, if I write all them by Adam, ikas rachmana by Adam, have Amina called the apostle, but Adam, apostle of Behema. But kolut vichutin, the lesnaya by Adam, Behema nami lo lifstu. You'll never know the blemish of kolut. You have to write the blemish. Kolut with the hooves are kolut. Is there kolut is fused or split? They're round. They're fused.
Even if it's not split.
Even if it's not.
Yeah, I mean, even if it is split.
Even if it is split, it's round.
That's what the Torah says.
You can think that it's round.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeshukoyach, and the chutin are the teeth. The chutin are the teeth in the back, right? Are the teeth in the back.
Yeah, which I don't understand, because when Adam doesn't have that, and
if a person is missing a gallbladder, is it possible to do the avodah?
What?
If a kohen is missing a gallbladder, is he possible to do the avodah?
You mean
take out the appendix.
If you have a sonogram, you mean?
Right, if you have a sonogram, right.
They take it out.
So it's not visible.
They take out a kidney. Person donates a kidney.
It's
only what's nicker. Yeah. Doesn't say anywhere that he can miss a kidney and not your pasul avoda. Don't should say so.
Only if it's a treifer. If it's such an organ that would make him a treifer.
So a kidney, take out a kidney of a person, is a treifer?
No.
He
can
so.
Live.
By an animal. If a kidney, so. An animal, by take out a kidney by an animal, what's halacha?
The Gemara says,
take out a whole kidney, it's not good. The blemish the kidney.
The Gemara says that a person can live with behemoth, at least, can live with one kidney.
The Gemara says the fairish.
Yeah, there's a concept in biology. I heard this from doctor called the horseshoe kidney. It's one kidney that like doesn't.
Hey, Tavis, I know I have a friend who gave a kidney, and he explained to me. Right, your mom explained to me that medically, it's not like you're saying that whole idea. Yeah. It's not like you're giving away a kidney.
The one that stays gets stronger and...
On all these pillars, you need... Who evaluates it? You have to go to a kohen, a bezdin?
What?
Or it's self-evaluation?
What? For an animal, for sure, mata b'choros, you have a special... That's a high level of smicha. In smicha, there are three levels. There's yor yorah,
right.
Yodin Yodin, right. And Mata Bukhiris.
Okay.
So Yor Yor is for Yodea,
right.
It's for Heter. Right. Yodin Yodin is for Chesha Mishpat, right. And the highest level is Matir Bukhiris. You have the right to paskin a blemish, not a blemish. And you would think there's a different field. It sounds like you can't paskin Mata Bukhiris unless you're already a Baki Muflog in Yodea,
right.
And
that's
you're Baki Muflog in Chesha Mishpat. Right. What? Right. I would think you can be a Grub Amaretz. You're a doctor.
Right.
You're a doctor. You study anatomy.
Right.
It's mash from the Gemara. No, it's mash from the Gemara. You have to have both. It's mash from the Gemara that this darga.
So you have to go to whoever has the smicha to go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
So by a kohen, by an adam, it's the same thing?
Yeah, I don't know the answer. I guess the bezdin.
Is it like a negatzaras? You have to go to the kohen and he has
There's no din of a kohen.
Right.
But I never remember hearing anywhere that a kohen, he needs there's a shayla, he needs to go to the kohen, he needs to go to the rav,
right.
The paskin. Self valuation, I guess.
Right.
I guess it's a very big shayla, so you go to a mumcha.
Right.
The din of mata b'choyrais, l'choyrais is only din on the animal. It's not a din on a person. It's no valuation. You go to a doctor. Doctor will tell you.
I understand, but you see the Gemara is making comparisons.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. It could be because by an animal, it's a much bigger chish because you're taking off kedusha. An adam is doing the avoida, but by an animal, the animal is kadosh,
right.
And now you're going to be matir it
b'achila. So you need a matir,
right? A din of a matir.
So a matir, you need
some,
right.
You need heavy duty guns.
Right.
You need heavy weight. Right. But a kohen, he does avoid it. The kohen.
Right.
You want to be mechal the avoida? That's your problem.
Right.
You're not being matir. It's
not
being mechal.
You're not making his kohen.
Right.
He's a kohen, but he's a puzzle kohen.
A puzzle kohen, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Right.
So it's not a din.
You make him ois. So when you make a chalois, and you're changing a chalois, you need a...
It's more powerful. You need
a formal
mamish.
Thing. Okay.
You're saying very deep svaras. Yeah. So Mara says, the Mara over here says, one more time, if you're going to buy an Adam, I would think only one should buy an Adam, it's going to be possible by Behema. One more time. Where should we write all of the blemishes? Behei lichtoy rachmana. Where should the Torah list all of the blemishes? E kosev b'adam, by an adam, every single blemish, have amina, called the apostle b'adam, apostle b'behema. But the Torah would never list by an adam, would never list the teeth, and would never list the din of kolot. There's no such thing. There's no such thing of a person having ground feet. There's no such thing. Kolot v'chutin, delay sanu.
Right, you need hoofs.
You need hoofs. A man doesn't have hoofs. So call it the chutin delay sanu ba'adam. This whole din of missing teeth, missing the molars, that it's a blemish. Maybe he is missing this teeth. It's irrelevant. It's not a blemish. Call it the chutin delay sanu ba'adam. So therefore, you had to list at least, that's going to be the word's next kasha, you had to list at least the blemish of kolot and chutin by an
animal.
You can't get away with it.
Right.
And you have to also list by an animal the yabela, the alefes, and the gorov to make the gezerah shava. So we already have at least four. You're already going to have to list at least these four by now. You can't go tell me, go list everything by them, because there are certain blemishes that are only shaykh by an animal that are not shaykh by an adam. So therefore, that's why we had to already give a list by an animal. That's a very important part, because the more is going to write, the licht of Rahmanu kul b'behema. So why don't we go list all of the... Oh, so you tell me now there are blemishes that apply only to an animal? So therefore, let's list all the animals, because then you can have the extra animals. Hava mina, no, called apostle b'behema, apostle b'adam. But guess what? There are unique blemishes that only apply to human beings. For example, gibein v'charum. Gibein means the eyebrows. Okay, the gibein v'charum. Gibein is you have givinim.
Overflowing eyebrows.
Over, I think what it means is behema less givinim means that the eyebrows they're like big bird, not big bird, Ernie and Bert.
Right. Right.
Ernie and Bert, go look on the online.
Cookie Monster.
No, not Cookie Monster.
Oh.
Ernie and Bert, which one is it? Their eyebrow goes from straight across. Ernie. There's no separation in the center.
Right.
Okay, it's in the center. That's called Gibain.
Right.
If the eyebrows go straight across, that's called Gibain. And Chorum was where one leg is larger than the other. I'm not mistaken. No. I'm sorry. Chorum is Hein Shechot my Bain Shtei Einap. If the nose is too high.
It's too?
Too high. If the nose, the nostrils are between the eyes. If the nose is raised up on the face between the eyes, it's too high, in the anatomy it's too high. Gibein v'chorum d'leisanu b'mod. This type of blemish does not exist. The whole mahus of these types of blemishes of gibein, right, they're on eyebrows, face. And the whole thing about the nose is not shaykh b'behema.
Right.
So therefore, you had no choice. The Torah had to list at least two more blemishes by an Adam that is not say b'behema. So given v'chorum the lesson of behemah, but Adam nami loy lifts. So therefore, I would say this is not going to apply to a man.
Right.
So therefore, we have no choice but to enumerate, to list these blemishes as well by to list by an Adam at least yalefes,
right,
and garav, and to list gibein and chorum. You have to go list these. What's next, Kash? Fine, very good. What do we come out at this point so far? You have to write Yalefes and Gorov by both. You have no choice but to write the Beit Gzereshav. And you have to write Gibein and Chorum by Adam.
Right.
And you have to write by a Behemoth the Kolot and the Chutin. Fine, mask him, write everything you need to do.
Right.
My question is everything else.
Right.
Everything else does apply across the board by Adam and Behemah.
So
everything else write by one of them. Whatever and everything that is unique to one, write to the other one. The God of Yalefes, Hacha V'Hacha, V'Lelfi Mehadadi. That's the question. Why is it necessary for there to be repetition? Repetition. You have to write Yalefes and Gara for the Gzereshav. You have to write by Adam what's unique to Adam. You have to write what's unique to Behema. But everything else, if we go to the Psukim, there's going to be repetition. It says certain blemishes are repeated. It says both by animal and by man. So the Gemara says, you know what the answer is? This is the ultimate Yisoy. The ultimate Yisoy is, Ella, the answer is, Ketana de Beit Rabbi Yishmael. What did Tana de Rabbi Yishmael say? The Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, Kol Parasha, She Nemra V'Nishnis, L'Nishnis Ella B'Shvil Dovashnes, She Nishadesh Bo. The Torah allows for repetition. It is the derech of the Torah to repeat things. The Torah allows for repetition. And when does it allow for repetition? Only when it's already necessary to teach you something new. So since we have established that the Torah did have to teach us by Adam what's unique to Adam, the Gorov and the Chorum, which is unique to Adam, once it already had to say that, Memela, the Torah allows repetition to throw in a whole list, a collection of items that was already taught by an animal.
Like Mishnah Torah, yeah? It's always...
Okay, in Echonami. And likewise, vice the other way. Once by an animal, we had to list by an animal what is unique to the animal, the chutin, and what was the other one, the chutin and the kolot. So since that was a davash and a schadish boy, an animal that was unique to an animal, so once we're already going to list that, so the Torah allows itself to throw in, to repeat all the blemishes that are mentioned, or some of the blemishes that are mentioned by an Adam. And if Tachli, you'll find for whatever reason, the Torah left out a blemish here, a blemish there, because in Echonami, even though there is an overlap, but it's not a perfect overlap,
right,
there are certain things that are only mentioned by Adam, and there are certain things only mentioned by Behemah, and for whatever reason, we're not repeated. That through the Gzeirah Shavu, we're going to carry over from one to the other. That's the Gemara's Maskon. Okay, so the Gemara's Maskon. We have Mordi Gemara. We have blemishes that are written by Adam, blemishes written by an animal, and we have a Gzeirah Shavu, Yalefes, God of Godof, to link
and
together.
And what is the Niskadish? What's the Dovish in Niskadish? Boy,
yeah. So we started with the very top. Dak. We started with the very top. Yabeles. That was number one. Yabeles was only written by an animal. a yabeles, a type of wart. It was only written by an animal. It was not written by a person. How do you know we apply yabeles to a person yabeles, as well?
Right,
and the other example is doc and tivalul, different types of eye diseases. Was only written by Adam, not by an animal. Right. How do we know to carry it over? The Xerushava, Yalefes, Yalefes, Garov, Garov. Okay, so that's the most discussed. It becomes how many categories you really have. You have Adam and Behema, and they're really four different elements. There is the Xerushava portion, Yalefes, Yalefes, Garov, Garov. That's number one. Number two is what's unique to Adam.
Right.
And that was, Adam was. Adam was the Garov, the eyebrows, and the nose, and the Chorum. Number three, what is unique to Behema?
Right.
What's Kodam. Unique to Behema was the Kolut, the Kolm V'chutin.
Right.
And then there is overlap, that's four. Right. And five is things that only says by Adam, which we carry over to an animal,
right.
which was the Dak and Tivalul.
Right.
And number six is what's only said by Behema, which we're going to carry over with Yabeles, we're going to carry over them. So really, in total big picture of things, there are six different elements.
Right.
Six different elements that are coming together to teach us the halacha of Mumin, the carryover between a blemish by an animal and a blemish by a kohen. Okay, next sugya. Amar, the Gemara now looks at this from a different angle. Amar Avah. Now the truth is when we discuss animals, the blemishes by animals are really broken up into two parts. There are blemishes that are mentioned by Parsha Bechor, and there are blemishes that are mentioned by general by Korbanos. So the question is, why does the Torah have to say and blemishes by us? It's a new Maimon Chazal.
But Bechor, if it has a blemish, you can shecht it and eat it.
Right away.
And by
Kachem, you have to redeem it. But still, you need a blemish. The only difference is Bechor, you do not need to redeem, but in a Kadosh, you need to redeem. But the point, there are blemishes that I mentioned.
Now, the
blemish, there are only a few men, it says,
but the blemish, again, only passels it, and you got to be pointed. There's another...
You don't have to read about by Bechor, you don't. By Bechor, you by don't need. By
Kachem,
you have to be poided.
And if you're not poided,
then.
Do you have to be poided?
You must be poided.
Because then you'll have Kachem running around.
It's Kachem Bechutz.
Right.
It's Mi'ilah. The Zechiyev of Mi'ilah. If you derive benefit from it.
What does the blemish do? It just parcels it from.
To being a carbon, and now permits you to redeem it.
Permits you need to be permitted to redeem.
You need to be right. Can I redeem
Kachem without a blemish?
No, because this is parsha.
Because there's smaller and each both of them then both of them will retain it, or it doesn't do anything. There's no such concept.
It doesn't work, right? If you try to redeem, nothing happens.
Not both of them get.
No, not only by a tumur do we apply that rule. Okay. When you try to exchange from one animal to another animal, then they both have kedusha.
Okay.
But when you try to take off it, put on money,
and
the animal is a tam, does not have a blemish, it's mamish. This is parasha.
Yeah.
So Rashi, this is parasha, and the parasha, it doesn't work. It has to have a blemish in order for you to be able to redeem it.
Okay.
So the question over here is we have three different places. We have two different categories, Adam and Behema.
Right.
And in the category of Behema, we break Kachem it down in between Kachem and Bechor. So why do we have to go and express these details, and break it up, and spread the wealth in
and
all
it's
three
the same.
Places?
The Mumim are the same.
Exactly the same. Because the Bechor really is the Chelek of Kachem. Just an example of Kachem. There's no difference between a Bechor and a Karbon.
Is it a designated category of carbon?
It is, but even but though every carbon is unique in respect. There's Kachem, Kalim, and there's the unique laws of how you do the blood. Do you pour the blood?
And
do
you
reserve the blood?
So
every carbon you can go and you can look at its unique qualities. Okay. But Bechor, we're going to see now, it stands out in a more fundamental way. And the obvious difference in Bechor, you have a whole homes for Bechoris, because it's Kadosh Merechem. You don't have to give it sanctity. It's automatic. L'chatchil is a hiddur, and when it comes out of the mother's womb, to go and say Kadosh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who says that?
The Gemara says it.
The what?
No, I mean, who says... Who says, who's supposed to say Kodesh? The Baal?
I think the owner of the animal. No, once, the owner of the animal.
Once the Bechor is born?
Yes.
And if he doesn't say it?
Doesn't matter. It's still Kodesh.
Yeah, right.
It's still Kodesh.
But it's preferably he should say it?
Preferably.
Why? Mitzvah,
that's what says the Gemara, the Drasha. If you don't say it, it doesn't
Is it an Avera if he doesn't say it?
It's not an Avera. You Mevatel a Mitzvah say.
He's Mekayim Mitzvah say.
To Mimakdash.
Which pasuk do you derive it from?
I don't know. We had this
very interesting.
Before.
Yeah, even though it's Kaddish anyway, he has to say
yes,
it.
Yes. And if you do not say it, it doesn't matter. It still gets the.
But he's Mevatel Mitzvah saying.
Is it like Truma? The same thing as with Truma?
No, Truma does not have
you just
any
think
Kedusha.
Right.
Truma has no Kedusha unless you give it the status of Kedusha. I mean, unless you actually.
When you separate it.
You separate it. Until you go and you separate it,
right.
it's Tevel. Has a different status
and
altogether.
It can even be machshava, right?
Machshava.
Yeah.
I don't know machshava. I think you have to actually. Machshava means. Can you do machshava?
I thought the Gemara Kedusha or something.
I think you have to actually say it. I think
you
don't have to be mafresh. You can say that brera.
To take away the tevel.
You can. You don't have to actually be mafresh at the yodam. You can state 10% one fiftieth of what I will ultimately.
Right.
Separate
right.
should be the truma,
right.
And then you can eat the remainder,
right.
And then lemafreya, whatever is left over, will be
right.
the truma lemafreya. So I think that works. Even though you do not actually
that works on Shabbos, for example, Shabbos is second.
Right.
I'm second mona.
But you have to say, you have to make a statement. You have to actually say
but on Shabbos, you have to say b'peh. And that and when is that negeya on Shabbos?
Shabbos, because Shabbos tikkun mona. You
exactly.
Know, on Shabbos,
so therefore that helps.
That
yeah.
technique helps.
Right.
It's a mission.
Okay,
it's a mission.
Right.
So now,
whatever is left over is from you. Okay.
Who were the Lafre? Brera. Omarava, Lumbug, Rachmana, Badam, Mumba, Adam, Mumba, Gdashim, Mumba. Why is it programmed into different parts? My answer is very simple. Trick me in all three. Because Rachmana, Mumba, Adam, Shekin, Nis, Rabba, Bemitzvah.
Right.
If we only had a blemish by Adam, I would think because Adam, Torah is very demanding. Because
right.
a man, a human being, has mitzvahs. Adam, when it comes to animals, there's no mitzvah. Adam the Bukhar Bibhema Loy Ase. Adam you could not learn on Adam. Now over here where's the back of it? Zion says Adam the Bukhar Loy Ase. Take out the Bahema. Delete the Bahema. Loy Ase Shkenhu Atma you call the before this before, because the animal has a hidur that it's born in the deck itself. Kadashim. Now what about learning at Kadashim Libhar Loy Ase Shaken Kidushasai Me Rechem? A Bechor has a Maila over other Kodashim, that it has Kedusha from the moment it's born. The moment it comes out of the mother's womb, it has Kedusha automatically. So therefore, maybe that's why the Torah is so demanding. If the Torah would only discuss blemishes by a Bechor, you would not know there's a bit of a blemish
else.
By other Kodashim, because a Bechor has a Chumrah.
So,
Adam,
so if Yitzchak Avinu would be a
Kohen. Right, because that
I
was
know.
A Harosha.
No,
that
I'm
was
just saying in theory, if Yitzchak was a Kohen, so he's like a carbon and Adam. In other words, he also was being brought up on Mizbeach.
Correct.
So he's like a Adam Behemoth.
He has both Milas.
He has both Milas. And therefore,
you could,
the Psukim
would be different.
The whole
Josh would be totally different. Correct.
Okay,
but it's not necessarily right. Adam, because Hashem loy asay u'shakein hein atzam kreidim. We just said before, Adam cannot be learned from Kadashim. Why, like we said before, Shekain hein atzam kreidim.
Right.
Bechar mi kadashim lo yaseh. Bechar can learn from kadashim lo yaseh. Shekain kedushasay miruba. Oh. And what does it mean? Shek kedushasay miruba. A regular kadashim has more kedusha than a bechar. And how? How is that correct? So what does Rashi says? Rashi at the bottom, the second to last line, chatois v'ashamois oilois u'shvavim. There are many, many forms. In other words, the animal that comes out of the mother's womb, there's only one type of animal,
right.
that one category.
Right,
an
one
animal,
category.
Bechar. Whereas when it comes to kadosh, which you can
right.
be makdish, you can
right.
give sanctity, there
right.
are so many varieties.
Right.
Mela, maybe when it comes to kadosh, which comes in so many colors.
Right. So muva really means
veer. Muva means
quantity,
exactly. Right. That's it. Fine. So now the Gemara says, so very good. When we try to match up one to the other, each one has something very, very unique. But now let's make a tzad hashaveh. Chodo mechodo loy osya. You can now learn now one from the other. But let's just taste it. The Gemara says, hey, taste it. What do you want to learn from? Let us suggest.
Right.
It should not be written by Bukhar. and we'll learn out Bechor from Adam and Kodashim. The Tesei Mehanach, no. Mal Hanach Shekein Kedushasan Miruba. No, same as Akasha.
Right.
Both Adam. Now, what do we mean Kedushasan Miruba by Adam?
Right.
Many mitzvahs. Rashi, wow, Rashi. Rashi doesn't even say anything over here. Rashi, but that's what it means.
Yeah,
over
he does
it does say Adam Kedushas and Meruba be mitzvahs.
That's interesting.
Many mitzvahs.
That's interesting.
And Kodashim, there are many varieties of Kodashim. Whereas a Bukhar is one category.
So that means, again, we're defining Kedushas Adam by mitzvahs Meruba. So
correct.
An Isha is less Kedusha.
Also, no, Isha is also many mitzvahs, just that.
Tim, but I'm comparing. Comparing it.
So you want to say one is less Kedusha. So the answer to that is you have to be very careful. There's a chakira.
Right.
What's the pshat in an Isha? Is it the pshat in Isha has all the mitzvahs?
Right.
It's just that she's potter.
Right.
Because, let's say she has one grandma. Always the pshat, no, because she's potter, she never had it.
Right.
She had a lamai nafkamina. If she wants, to do the mitzvah,
right.
Can she make the bracha asher ki d'shanu b'mitzvah sevetzivan?
Right.
And Nisha is part from Luvan Esher. She's part of it. Part from Shofar. Part from Shofar.
Right.
So let's say she wants to go take the Luvan Esher. Does she make the bracha? Oh, that's an afdemina.
Right.
If you learn that it's a shazman gram, it's a petur. It's a petur, but you will yishayich in the mitzvah.
Right.
So therefore, even though you're part, but if you want to go to the mitzvah,
and
you can make the bracha.
An
Eved is a little more complex.
Right, because
Eved
you can't
is
say he's chayiv.
The mitzvah is ki isha, there's a chakir in that, and the Rishonim does never have kedusha. Does an Eved have kedusha? Maybe his kedusha is less than an isha. So that's a very complex, a bit of machlokes. What is the status of an Eved had tvila umila? And now, does it mean that he's mamish like an isha, is a full-fledged yid?
Right.
Or does it mean he's practicing?
Right.
He doesn't really have the kedusha.
Right.
He's just practicing
right.
For when he'll be freed,
right.
He'll then become a yid.
Right.
And the practice means he follows the template of an isha.
Right.
But it's not an isha.
Right.
An isha is chayiv in all the mitzvahs. She's just potter.
Right.
But he's not even really chayiv. He's just practicing.
And in the Sheva mitzvahs and the Nayach, there it's a different category.
Oh, so you want to go say by a goy. A guy has Sheva Mitzvah Noyach, so say even an Eved is Meruba Mitzvah is in the Sheva Mitzvah Noyach. That's also Chakir. What's the Pshat, the Sheva? Is the Sheva Mitzvah Noyach a din of Kedusha? When a guy does a mitzvah,
right.
You never heard a guy say, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah Sevetzivan.
Right. Can you make a bracha?
But the truth is, Aladinim. Does he make a bracha on the Sheva Mitzvah? A lot of the mitzvah is Shalilis. Don't kill.
And it says,
okay? Don't eat Eben Melachai.
The Kesedah Chesed Elul Musayim, if they do it because Hashem.
Oh, so let's say
Tatar, they do it. So
the Chesed Mitzvah Yosef. But we make a bracha now. So most of the mitzvahs you have to, what are those? The mitzvahs, the Chayivin, Dinim. So when they make, when you're going to say, when they issue a Psak Halacha, you have to find Hechet Timsa, where they're doing it. It's a Kumbah Asay.
Is it Kedushin?
Do they make a bracha? Do they make a bracha? And even if you'll tell me they make a bracha, do they say the words Asher Kiddushanu?
No, no.
Why not?
Why not?
That's his question. It's a mitzvah.
Can I ask you
another
thing?
Every mitzvah bring Kiddusha or only Tayag Mitzmisinai?
Right.
L'may Nafkamina Gira Noshe. Gira Noshe.
We have quite a few mitzvahs that no brachas are required.
Because those are mitzvahs of Loisa says.
No, you have mitzvahs as well. Kibra Vayam Tzedakah, no bracha.
No, because those mitzvahs are mitzvahs of totally to their technical reasons.
Right.
The Rashi, Rishonim explained
why. So let's say you're going to, you have to continue, let's say theoretically speaking.
A lot of mitzvahs.
Right. Who says the one with Makabel? There are a lot of them.
There are different reasons. They ask the questions.
For example, Bikachoyim is no mitzvah.
When you do a mitzvah to someone else, when you do a mitzvah to someone upon another person, the general rule is you don't make a bracha because who says that person will allow himself to be your chefsa de mitzvah?
But I was always puzzled by this. Goyim or mechia, you know, they're obligated to fulfill shiva mitzvah. By the way, the Netziv, the Chofetz Chaim in his sefer Ahavas Chesed, he writes an introduction, brings in the Netziv. The mechuyev and other mitzvahs also, not only just the seven mitzvahs.
Yeah.
The mitzvah, I think, perivia. The mitzvahs ben ol
lechayra.
Yeah, the Netziv talks about it.
To populate the world, not to.
Right.
The mosheves is
so here's the thing that always bothered me. The goyim, how should they know? They don't learn gemara. How should they know what they have to?
It's their obligation. It's something.
How are they supposed to know what are the mitzvahs?
There are certain inborn.
Well, the point I brought up is since the Gemara is saying over here, and Adam is touched up the Kedusha, it's Meruba. So we know that there are different categories of mitzvahs, Isha, Eved, Goyim, and we have Tayag. So does that affect of how we go ahead and categorize them in their
correct,
future
correct, but whatever it is, it's merubah of the mitzvahs. So you can actually learn Bukhar from Kadashim and from Adam, even together.
Right.
If the mit, behemoth is not on you, because the others are mitzvahs. Nachmol. So loy chorach marav b'chav v'zir v'na malahana shakim v'kudushan meruba. And what else? Another reason? V'noy hagin b'pshutin. Okay? And another reason why, the Gemara over here is telling us another reason why. A second reason why you would not be able to learn a Bukhar, you can learn a Bukhar from Adam and Kodashim. It applies to human beings and animals that are not the firstborn. A Pashut. A Pashut is in contrast to a Bukhar.
Yeah.
So since the concepts, the Kedusha that applies to Adam and the Kedusha that applies to Kodashim encompasses animals that are not firstborn animals, that's a revelation that it's a very intense Kedusha. Whereas Bechor is a Kedusha that only applies to a firstborn. So when the Torah expresses a Hakpada, that a human being and as Kedusha, as Adam.
It's more universal.
Adam, yeah. a mum will pass a person, a person, a kohen that is a blemish.
Right.
Cannot do the avodah. To do avodah, you don't need to be a bechor.
Right.
You can be even a pashut to do the avodah. To bring to an animal for it to be a carbon on the mizbech to cover an oil doesn't have to be a bechor. It can be even the tenth born to the mother.
So therefore, you can't learn
so
out
from that.
So that's
where the Torah, since it's such an intense condition,
it
spreads to a pasha. That's what Torah is makban a blemish. But a bechor is limited only to the firstborn. So it's a very limited kedusha.
Mm-hmm.
So since it's limited in whom it can apply, maybe there will not be a demand that a blemish will disqualify it. The next, what's the next suggestion? Let the Torah omit the law of blemishes by Kodashim. The Tesei may hunt from Bechor and Adam. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good idea. Mal hanach shekein kiddushosan me alehen. Can't compare. Because both a Kohen in Adam and a Bechor are born with Kedusha from the womb.
Intrinsic,
whereas Kodashim, you have to give it Kedusha.
Right.
So Melo, it's not the same.
Adam
from Bechor and Kodashim. No. Malahanach shekein hin atzmam krevim. The Bechor is offered and the Kodashim is
given. So what's the kashya?
Let the Torah not write the Lidim of Bechor by Adam.
Yeah.
And we'll learn out from Kodashim and from Bechor. If the Torah was
the combination, that's not good. Yeah.
Why? Because Malach Shekein Hein Atzman Krevim. A Bechor and Kodashim are offered themselves.
And a person,
you being
no, there's no such a concept.
Are offered on the Mizbeach.
Right.
A Bechor
right.
and Kodashim
right.
go on the Mizbeach.
That's the reason why.
As far as we said this before,
right. That's the reason why
the
Sfarim talk about it. That's the reason why the Sfarim say that was the big concern from Rav Avinu. If he's going to be marked, it was being in the sign because there's a prohibition to sacrifice, and there's no such a concept in the Torah. So this was a big in the sign. Hashem was asking
to do something.
They said this was a major
sign
because otherwise they would look at Avram is no different than any other pagan.
Exactly, human sacrifice.
I think they talk about this. This was a major in the sign from Avram, the Balak,
just reminded
me, there's no such a concept sacrificing your children.
Therefore, that's why the Gemara is the Maskan of Rav's Memra. The same as Rav's Memra, the David had the Megal, had to write all three.
Because
by Bechor,
each one of them is unique in their own.
And by Adam, in all three places, because you would not be able to learn out
one
or the other. Period. Next Gemara. Yosrele and Adam. We learned that Adam has additional blemishes. What was the example we gave by Adam? Adam has Gorov and Chorum.
Which you don't find by Kachem and the animal.
The eyebrow goes from end to end,
right.
Like Ernie. You know Ernie and Bertus?
One second.
That's
where's
why,
this matchup?
Why
talking about
Ernie.
The coin?
What? A coin.
A coin. One second. And Pasha's Emmer. We just had it.
That's right. A coin who comes in.
How do you know Gorov means the eyebrow they touch, they go?
This is Rashi.
Gibein
v'chadim, the Gibein ha'inu sheyesh loy.
Where do you have this?
Givinim shekoyrin.
Which Rashi learning?
Rashi higher up. Gibein has shartzim oy zayin on the side. Perish hasorosh me'al hoynayim. has hears. I'm not even interested. There's an interpretation of what the word means, gibein.
Uh-huh.
Gibein is a certain type of abnormality in regard to the eyelids or the eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. I thought it's all long and it's covering what? His eyes.
You mean the eyebrows are so long?
Right. There are eyelids and eyebrows. The most of Rabbi Yochanan has eyelids.
Right.
Went all the way down.
Right. Are you sure? I thought it was Rav Kahana it was.
No, it was Rabbi Yochanan.
It was Rabbi Yochanan? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember anymore.
I thought Rav Kahana. He had such long ones I couldn't see. Okay.
This, maybe I made a mistake. Okay. I thought the Gibe means the Givinim.
It's interesting.
The KOE has a word.
And yet they say it was beautiful.
Yes.
Yes.
To look at it.
He was a descendant of Yosef.
Stand outside the mikvah.
And when, right, and when the Gemara describes him physically, everything is like wacky. He had long eyebrows, and he was heavy. And,
so what does it mean then?
It says he was heavy, Rabbi. Yes, that's a cultural thing, I think, by the way, the weight.
When it talks about...
that's right. Rabbi Yochanan Shamer, he was Basa Hava, Bal Basa,
because
he said Krishma on his side.
Right.
How do you know that's the same Rabbi Yochanan?
I think
there were many Rabbi Yochanans.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
When it's a balbasa, yeah. Because he was laying on his... How could you do that? He was different. He was very heavy.
Right.
So he's saying that was the same Rabbi Yochanan. Okay.
I think so.
So it was beautiful. So, it says Rav Shlakh, he jumped in, he thought it was a woman from the back.
I'm just saying it's...
Funny. Okay, Vaita. So, Yosel and Adam Menor Menor Hanimili. How do we know that these things disqualify... It says in the Mishnah, we're quoting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says, Mumim, what does it say in the Mishnah? Yosef, we know it was a Braisa. The Braisa says that you go up at the top of the Gemara, Amaya Rifa Yabeles. Okay. where did the Gemara say the word Yosef Alehem?
It's a Mishnah. Okay, on top.
Our Mishnah?
Yes, Alehem, yes.
The Yosser Alei, right? The Yosser, I carry all these blemishes. The Kiloin,
right.
The Laftan.
What's that? What's a Kiloin?
A pointy head.
It's a pointy head.
Okay, we have all different blemishes.
What's that, Lafas? Oh, okay.
So, how do you know that all of these blemishes disqualify?
Right.
All the blemishes listed in the Mishnah, where there's abnormalities in the shape of the head.
Right.
The head is not the normal size.
And it doesn't say deviation.
It doesn't say in the Pasuk. How do you know that the Morris is on the Yachman, the Amar Cross, in the Pasuk, called Ish? Asher boy mum bizaroin ish sheshava bizaroi shel aroin. The Gemara makes a drasha. It says the word ish. The word ish is extra. Called ish asher boy mum bizaroin ish sheshava. We make a drasha that the ish has bishava bizaroi shel aroin. There's a deviation. That itself is a blemish. Besides all
who
the
boy mum, that's called shava bizaroi shel aroin.
Just like the children don't have blemishes.
Who the boy mum? Ha ain shava bizaroi shel aroin below mum and
nam nam.
So Rashi says, "Ina shava bizaroi aroin." Who the boy mum? So Josh, so the Gemara is a very powerful insight. When do we? If there is a blemish,
yeah.
Who the boy ish hashava bizaroi shel aroin? Who the boy mum? Ha ain shava bizaroi shel aroin below mum nami nifsal. Rashi here is telling us that Seidina, that it's not a blemish. It's just you're not shove bizarre yishalar. When a person is a regular, healthy, normal person,
right,
and he has a defect.
Right.
What's the defect? The defect is all the different things listed. That
right.
Let's say his eyes are not functioning correctly. He has a disease. He has this thing. But he's a regular person.
Right.
He's a regular person, but he has a problem. He has a problem.
Okay.
He's a lefty. Something like that. So.
One second, a lefty is considered a mom?
Later on, that meant. Next stop.
And he can't do that way, though.
No, the lefty can't do that way. That's that next stop. That's stop.
He can't do with his left hand.
Whatever it is,
let's go.
Next stop. Yeah. So, and that is called a mom. But let's say a person just does not look normal.
Right.
Everything of his body functions normally.
Right.
He can do whatever you can do. He can
right.
do.
Right.
But he looks strange.
Right.
He looks like he's an alien.
So therefore,
this person is not. Is when he's an ish sheshove bizarre shel aroin. That's when you need a blemish.
Right.
But let's say you're not shove bizarre shel aroin. That's fundamental.
He's a dwarf.
A dwarf. All of the items listed in the Mishnah, yeser
right.
aleihem,
right.
when the head is shaped in a funny way, whether it's
right.
a cone shape, it's all the way around, whether
flat
it sticks
head.
Out, this, that, all these funny different
right.
things. So this is the way Rashi learned the Gemara. Rashi
things.
Seems to say that it's not called a blemish.
Right.
It's a different din.
Right.
Ish hu deboy mumo, ha ein shav bezar shel aron,
biloy
mumo nami nifsa.
I mean, something that one we consider a blemish, but he's not...
It's not a blemish.
But he's not like the children.
He's not defective. but
he's not. He's not shoving. He's not shoving. Bizarroi shel aron.
It doesn't.
So Rashi over here is telling us of shan the bishul over here because if you learn the bishul face value, you would think it is mumin elu.
Right.
The Mishnah begins with listing defects,
right.
And then it goes on to say that an adam has yosra lehen.
Right.
So lechor you translate that to mean that there are additional blemishes.
Right. Yeah.
Along comes Rashi, he takes the Gemara. It's not a blemish.
Right.
Because the person is functional, he can do.
Those blemishes we're talking about. He's not functional. He can't function.
Exactly.
That's the word. It goes yes aleim. It doesn't mean yes aleim in the blemish. But yes aleim in the din
in the halacha. In the halacha is disqualified. Why is not shove bizarroi shel ara? And this has very deep, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina for this is when it comes to things that are not totally in kuhuna avoida. The din of she'ena shav and bizarre shel aron is only a din in kuhuna.
Right, so that's by duchening too, is it?
No, duchening is not an avoida. Duchening is not an avoida.
But it's a din in
duchening is another din that is a distraction. Duchening is not an avoida.
Why is it not from shel?
No, there's no din blemish.
Right.
It's just a distraction because since the Shekhinah is resting upon on their fingertips,
right.
We do not want the tzibur looking at the Shekhinah.
Right.
So if they're distracting, or they're not going to be able to concentrate on the words of the bracha, so therefore it's a whole different din.
Okay.
So here with the teaching that the lamai nafkamina over here, let's say dealing with other halachas that they're not taught other halachas of
doesn't disqualify him from being a kohen though. It's only in the avoda. No, I can get through with it.
Right, eating he's still a kohen. He can eat. It's only doing the avoda.
Right.
And lamai nafkamina, let's say the Sanhedrin. There's a halacha that a member of the Sanhedrin may not serve as a blemish.
Right.
A blemish. Let's say a member of the Sanhedrin has a cone-shaped head.
Right.
Is totally bald.
Right.
All things listen over here. Is he kosher to be a member of the Sanhedrin? Yes.
Because that's
why?
Not right.
It's not so, a mum. You're not only thing that a
halacha you only learn out by a kohen because it's an issue.
Melech is the same way?
A melech has a mum. I don't know if it's din mum by a melech.
We don't find
a din mum. It says the Rambam. It says that it's Sanhedrin. A Sanhedrin, a member of the Minan of a blemish.
Because
it says the pasuk kula yofer ayos. It says a mum ain kula yofer ayosi umum ain boch.
Right.
There's a drasha that we learned that the members of the
which
Sanhedrin
Which
that pasuk in Shashirim.
So let me ask you a question. So if it's a so that also has a lochus of mum like Adam and Behemoth.
Anything that you're going to find that's called a mum. By
the Mumin is by this. Kayin,
anything
is that by
that
Sanhedrin's the same
yes,
way?
Yes,
and they
yes.
learn out Sanhedrin from Kayin?
It's self-understood. This is the Torah's definition of a blemish. Whatever it says
by
Kayin.
Yeah, but here we have Bechor, Kochim.
But the Gemara, only Kohanim. The Gemara over here is discussing the laws of Kohanim.
Kohanim by
Avodah. There's a plastic of Avodah. And we make a Xerashavah for Kohanim to animals.
But it doesn't say Sanhedrin.
No, right. Does not say. But we have a halacha. Kuloch yofer ayosi umumim bach by a Sanhedrin.
Right.
They may have a blemish. So let's say you have a coin that has a cone-shaped head.
Right.
So if the cone has a cone-shaped head, is he allowed? Is that the coin?
Yes.
So why?
Because it's not a mum.
But a coin can't do avoda.
But that's from Shabbat.
A coin is a nayadin.
Right.
Ain l'shem zayr shemaroi.
Good.
Okay, that's a very important insight. And a lefty yishno the zolbazach. That's why a lefty can be a soifer. A lefty can be a just use your left hand.
Right.
Oh, but it's a mum. It's a mum. So it's a mum. Who says a soifer can't have a blemish?
Right.
Wait. I take it back. It's not accurate. There's other things as well. But the Sanhedrin is a good reason.
You don't have to have me?